you fear that you will be branded, right? That this will overshadow the rest of your life, that you will never be able to build yourself beyond this act of violence, and that you will forever be trapped in that story. And for a while, I was so bitter. I had just graduated. I felt like I had my whole life ahead of me, and now I felt like I was stuck in this case, that I could never be anything more. And that was really terrifying sometimes, that sense of hopelessness, of not being able to be who you want to be in the world. And I think as I was writing, I was beginning to realize, as I came to the end of writing the book, that when you look back, the experience of this assault is major and it's formative. At the same time, it is only one of so many experiences in my life, and being able to incorporate it into the rest of my life was really healing. I think I've finally accepted, fine, this will be a huge part of my life and how the public knows me, but I get to decide what role it plays. I get to decide who I am in this case. So now I emerge as an author. I emerge as someone who refuses to be silent and has, as a result of going through this, is now more assertive and more confident that I'm not just emotionally damaged and this broken person, that I have figured out how to grow and fill myself out as a human, and also make sure that we continue to humanize survivors, to say we are not just statistics, we are not the nameless, anonymous Emily and Jane Doe's in these cases. We are people surrounded by people who love us, and we have our own desires and talents. We have so much to offer, and it infuriates me when we let that get suppressed, when we let victims go off into their corners to mull over the things they did wrong, to dwell in their shame, and we don't do enough to rescue them from that, to say, no, you deserve a full life. You deserve to be right here, and we will fight for you as you find your way back to living.